Our mission has been unique. When we talk to Higher Ed Appropriations Committee, it's always acknowledged that Utah State University's mission is quite different from the missions of the other institutions. That's a statewide mission. We're charged with responsibility to work on access opportunities for students wherever they live, whatever their economic circumstance.
That was President Albrecht speaking at the Infrastructure and General Government Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday. Albrecht laid down a roadmap for two new building projects at USU Extension campuses. The first is for a 50,000-square-foot academic building at USU's Brigham City campus. Albrecht says the cost of the facility is about $15 million, and he is asking the legislature for $7 million in new funds to go toward the project. The second proposal is for a new instructional building at the USU Eastern campus in Price. Albrecht is asking for $19.5 million from the legislature to go toward the building's estimated $20.5 million price tag. After Albrecht made his presentation, state senators voiced support for the projects. Senator Peter Knudsen of Box Elder, Cache, and Tooele counties spoke about local contributions.
The citizens in Brigham City, through their city council, have committed $7 million, and the Chamber of Commerce has raised over $500,000 and still raising.
Senator David Hinkins of Carbon, Embry, and other counties suggested the improvements to USU Eastern could draw students away from the winter inversion of the Wasatch Front.
We have pristine air and we have plenty of open road space for these college kids, and so if we build some nice facilities, we'd more than encourage them to be there and we'll treat them as good as we can.
The next subcommittee meeting takes place tomorrow at 2 p.m. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.